right. This is the, which committee are we?
The Town Hall Ad Hoc Committee.
Town Hall Ad Hoc Committee, and it's, let's see, July 10th, 8:32 at the Town Hall and Zoom. I'd like to call this meeting to order. At 8:32. So we have responses from seven different vendors who have sent in their portfolio, so to speak, in reference to their qualifications for the design of our proposed new town hall facility. The object is to decide who we're going to bring in to interview, whether we bring them all in to interview, at which point, once the interviews are done, we'll pick a few and move forward with the bidding process. Is that correct? Does that sound right so far? Okay. So with that being said, which way do we want to go? Is there any starting comments? Gwen?
I have one question about how this is going to dovetail with the facility study, which we just approved. We just picked a contractor to do that maybe a month ago or so. And from what I could see, these people are all saying we'll look at whatever information the town has already. So I don't want these people to go and do stuff that the facility study contractor, and it remind me of that person's name, Angela Cahill's firm.
STV.
STV. I don't want these people to be duplicating STV efforts.
So I think, what's their STV's time frame?
And John and I are actually meeting with them at the town hall this morning.
Okay.
And I think they anticipated to be done in about a month.
It was a pretty short timeline, as I recall.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but this won't be moving that far ahead by then.
I also don't want to slow down the process, but I mean, yeah, I think it's important that if we've got one group working who's going to do some stuff that's going to be helpful for this project, maybe to wait until that's available. But
I think I know where you're going, and I agree with you at least partway. I think I agree that we should not duplicate efforts and not pay any one of these individuals to do something that STV is already going to be doing for us. But I don't think there's any reason that we should necessarily not interview them. It's just that when we go to ask them, when we create a short list and say, okay, you three or you five, you know, we'd like you to give us prices. This is something you don't have to do because it's already done.
Mm-hmm.
See, here's the documentation.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's the way I would approach it.
Yeah.
If the team agrees. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is a team approach. It's not me.
That makes sense.
That way we can keep both projects moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
In a respectable time frame.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I guess the secret here is going to be to schedule. Do we want to interview all seven and to schedule the meeting dates? And how many dates do we want to use?
So for the slight review that I was able to give these, I don't see a huge difference. Like, none of them jumped out as being super, and none of them jumped out as being, no, we don't even want to talk to them.
Right.
So I couldn't even say, you know, talk to these three and not these four. So
that was kind of what I came up with too. I mean, it's just pictures and portfolios. It's not
an experience. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of them, I think that three of them looked like they were, they gave more emphasis to bringing the community in to talk to them. Mm-hmm. Like and I think that's going to be really
important. That's going to be important. I agree.
So all of them might intend to do that, but there were three that really put the emphasis on that. So I don't know if that distinguishes those three from the rest of them or not, or if it's just that the other four planned to do that in detail, but just didn't say it.
Mm-hmm. That could be one of our questions.
Yeah.
Just to clarify that.
Are we going to try to reorganize our questions for them?
We can. So, I think if you have a handful of questions that, you know, are important to the group to ask, I think we can certainly have those questions prepared. But I think you also want to give yourself the flexibility to ask some, you know, really tailored questions of, you know, group it. You know, it's kind of like when we did the last center of interviews, you know, there were questions that we asked different groups based on the information that they presented.
That's right.
And yeah, you want to make sure that you have a little bit of wiggle room to be able to do that, I think.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if there's seven of them.
Right. Mm-hmm. You know, if we agree that we should probably just interview all seven, the question I would have is, you know, if we interview all seven, that's a half a day. Do you want to do it all at once? Or do you want to try to split it up into, you know, two different times?
Try to feed me seven information the same day. That's not going to happen.
It'd be tough. It'd be tough. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I could set it aside, but I think just to, you know, psychologically, I think
it would be easier
seven.
To do it, you know, maybe two different days in the
middle. Two settings. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, if it's a half an hour piece, that's an hour and a half.
Yes.
Probably some time in between.
To just be able, and then just a little discussion time for the group.
Yeah. Yeah. So I call a
couple hours.
Be a couple hours. Right.
Yeah.
But we got to get a hold of Jim first. But, you know, if nothing else, maybe while this group is together, I think Jim takes a trip to Maine every summer.
Yeah, that's right.
And he may be in Maine, and I'm pretty sure when he's in Maine, his ability to communicate is pretty minimal.
I think they usually go in August.
I thought they did too, but then I remember I've known Jim for a million years, so I remember some conversation about him changing it earlier.
Oh,
but that could just be, you know, something I'm imagining. Mm-hmm. I don't know, but mm-hmm. but they, you're right. They used to go for almost the entire month of August. Mm-hmm. I think they usually went for 4 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
But my recollection is where they go is fairly remote.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so maybe we could fit these meetings, if you find out if he's here, maybe we could fit these meetings in.
There he is.
So, hey, Jim.
Hi, Jim. I guess it's not me.
Yeah.
How did she do that?
He wants to call her.
Still muted, huh?
Good morning, Jim.
Hi, Jim.
You're muted.
So much technology these days. Yes, fine. Good morning.
We were just wondering if you were in Maine because we hadn't heard from you.
No, that's August. It's coming up.
So that's what Gwen said. She said, I thought he goes in August.
Yes.
You go for the whole month of August?
Yes, we try to.
So we got to try to squeeze these meetings in before that.
Well, I might be able to Zoom from up there too. I have in the past. I do have Wi-Fi up at the camp up there. So
okay,
because it could be a trick to get seven scheduled.
Yeah,
in 2 days.
I could try to Zoom up there. I think it'll work.
Okay, if we run into it. Well, we still got 3 weeks. We want to try to get them in before the end of July.
Well, I'm around next week. The following week, I'm back in Maine with another set of kids.
Okay.
And then, I'm here the week before the first week of August.
Is there one we could eliminate? So then it's only six. So then it's three and three.
I would have to read more into
read through them.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, I scanned them quick.
I did too, but I didn't have time.
It's not a fair process. I wouldn't want to be the
seventh,
the missing chair.
Which week are you gone, Jim?
I leave the 19th.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then I come back on the 29th, Tuesday. Mm-hmm. We could try to set, you know, the first group up for next week. If everybody had a day next week, that would That would work.
It would. I obviously can't. I'm sure you can find three or four that'll be willing to show up next week on the setting. It's I'm sure it'll be quite an event for Kathy to pull off. But.
Yeah, if we make phone calls today, though, I don't think it'll be too tough.
So if we pick that week, next week.
I can't do Friday. Or could do Thursday in the morning. And I do have another meeting on Wednesday, but I could probably change it.
Yeah, I can't do Wednesday at all.
So you're still circling around Thursday?
Thursday, like I could do that. I could also do Monday afternoon. Between
Monday might be tight to get people here, but we could try.
What about Tuesday? I might open Tuesday.
I could do Tuesday in the afternoon, like between
Tuesday's good for me.
Between couldn't be any earlier.
We do have an AP meeting on
and
Tuesday.
A referendum. Yeah. But that doesn't affect us.
But I could do say starting at 2:30.
Tuesdays works for me.
At 2:30?
Yeah.
That would be all right with me.
All right.
How does that work for you, Jim?
Which Tuesday was it?
Tuesday the 15th.
Yes, that'll work.
Beginning at 2:30 for interviewing about half of this group.
Okay.
And then the next opportunity, we want to look at the week of the 28th.
You don't come back till the 29th.
Yeah, my wife's got doctor's appointments. I got to take the 28th. So, but the 29th is wide open for me.
That again for me would be in the afternoon.
The 31st is wide open.
The 31st is open for me too.
Okay.
Tuesday afternoon or Thursday?
Tuesday the 29th or Thursday the 31st, Jim. Are either of those good for you?
They're good for me, yes. That's fine.
Right. I'm going to pencil them both in. And
okay.
What time are you talking again? 2:30?
Well, I know we should only need one, but who knows what these seven.
Oh, no, we get to dictate what.
Oh, okay. All right.
So you guys pick what day is best for you.
2:30 again?
2:30 on the Thursday. 2:30 on the 29th.
29th? Okay.
All right. So we will work on making phone calls between today and tomorrow. And then we'll let everybody on the group know who we're interviewing. So if you want to spend a little more time on that paperwork for the first meeting, you'll know who to concentrate on if you want to, thoroughly read through their proposals.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Sounds good.
Thoughts, questions, comments?
You'll let us know which.
We're going to let you know which ones we're interviewing on which day.
Yeah.
That way, if you really want to, go through their proposals.
Right.
And I would say, when you're going through these, if you develop some good questions, send them over to Kathy and I, and we'll try to put them all in writing and share them with the group.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Works good for me. That way we'll have this process done in August and July.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We'll finish the interviews in July, and then when STV finishes, we can put everything together and then figure out who's on our short list and invite them to bid, and probably have a conversation with them as they're getting ready to bid,
mm-hmm.
and say these are the things, here's the information we can give you up to date, maybe this will help you in your mm-hmm. bidding process. The one thing I do want us to think about, when we get to the point of going out to bid, we did get the grant award for the Notch Road project. Maybe we want to consider asking them to bid on that as an addendum.
The Room A and B
yeah.
project? Okay.
So it's something to think about.
As an addendum.
Do we have a room A and B? I thought room A and B was just going to be replace the floor or something. I don't know.
Well, we have already put a new carpet in rooms A and B, but we got a grant award to be able to do some renovations in there and put actually accessible restrooms in, and be able to remove the walls, put columns in, and moving partitions so that the town has a large meeting space. Right now, we have no large meeting space that we're in control of. The only large meeting space we have is at the school, and we're not in control of, you know, how that gets used or when it gets used.
So would you be combining rooms A and B?
Well, they won't necessarily be combined, right? They'll be moving partitions. So they could be one large room, or, you know, I expect that, you know, we use them the way they are mostly now as two smaller spaces, which is probably the way it's going to be used most of the time. But, you know, part of the vision is to be able to potentially use it for referendums and things like that, so that, you know, we have control of our own space when we're, you know, trying to do voting and things of that nature, or just if we have a large meeting. We really just don't have a space for a large meeting. That was the vision behind the idea, and we did receive the grant award. And I think you've asked about this a couple of times, Jim, just so we'll mention it. We did receive the grant award notification for the Lyman Road Bridge.
Yes, I heard that. Yeah, good news.
That's exciting news. So.
It is. Any other questions?
No.
Shall we call for an adjournment and make a motion? We adjourn. Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor? Aye. Aye.
Thank you.
Meeting adjourned.
Bye, Jim.
Thanks. Bye bye.
Thanks, Jim.
Keep cool.
All right. We'll do our best.
Okay.
Why can't the